The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Just 1 week left until Holy Week. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Sunday, April 3rd, 2022, the fifth Sunday of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Sunday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. Today's readings promise us a life that never dies if we live and believe in the Spirit of Jesus Christ who dwells in us. When faith removes the veil of ignorance from us, we see that our supreme good is in God. And God assures us that we can attain a life of infinite goodness, but we must be willing to use the means He offers us. When we're completely restored to health by divine love that the Spirit of Jesus pours into our hearts, we can go forward and stand by ourselves in virtue of our new health and holy love. Let's offer this day to the Lord. O my Lord and my God, I offer to you this day and forever my body, my soul, and my heart with all their works, powers, and affections in the spirit of contrition and atonement, in the spirit of adoration and thanksgiving, in the spirit of faith, hope, and charity. I lay my past, my present, and my future at your feet, and I pray that I may accomplish your will during every moment of my mortal life and rejoice in your love for my whole eternity. Through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with whose prayers, labors, and sufferings I beseech you to unite and sanctify mine. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray for healthcare workers who serve the sick and the elderly, especially in the poorest countries. May they be adequately supported by governments and local communities. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today, as we celebrate the fifth Sunday of Lent, we're getting close to the end. In fact, this is the time where we enter into what's called Passiontide, the time of real kind of more immediate preparation to celebrate our Lord's Passion, Death, and Resurrection. In a lot of places, this may be the weekend that the statues get covered up and we start focusing our attention even more as an invitation that even now we can enter into Lent in a deeper way. And again, maybe if in our Lent we've gotten distracted, that practice of covering the statues where it's observed can be something that focuses us back on, you know, getting distracted. Okay, but now it's time. Now it's time to put the distractions aside. There's only 2 weeks. Easter is 2 weeks away. And so this is the time to really focus and to get to work, especially if we haven't done it so well up to now. And the gospel that we're presented with today is the story of this woman caught in the act of adultery, in the very act of committing adultery, from John's gospel, chapter 8 of John's gospel. And this is an overwhelming mercy, Jesus, that you show in what's a very, very tense situation. Jesus, you were no stranger to very tense situations. There could be the occasion, and I hope many don't experience it, but it happens when, you know, maybe someone wants to start a fight with you or they're offended, and it all of a sudden something that could have just been a normal day on the train or a normal thing is turns into a dangerous situation, and there's a lot of tension. And there could be a fight, and people could get hurt. I could get hurt. And that emotion is something that, as human beings, we tense up in those situations, and there's kind of the flight or fight response. Well, Jesus, you were in those situations all the time, that people were always picking fights with you. And there were a number of times where they tried to kill you, to throw you off a cliff or to stone you. And now we get a situation where they want to kill this woman. That they're not trying to kill you right now. That's going to happen by the end of the chapter, actually. But they want to put this woman to death, who's been caught in the very act of committing adultery. And what's interesting in this case is we know, the gospel tells us, that the Pharisees and the scribes, they make her stand right there in the middle in total shame and embarrassment. And this poor woman, considering this could be very much the end, and she could be put to death within a very short amount of time. And so, but they make her stand in the middle. It's not of, they're humiliating her in this way, and they're making an example of her. We caught this woman in the very act of committing adultery, right? It's not an accusation. It's not a suspicion. It's not a hoax. She was caught actually doing this. She is guilty, right? This is not something where, oh, maybe, you know, we'll get off on a mistrial. No. She is guilty. She's been caught. And they want to put her to death. They want to stone her. It would not have been a quick death either. It would have been very brutal, very painful, very public and shameful. It would be terrible. And so they want to stone her. And they ask Jesus, what are they going to do? What do you say that we should do? And here, our Lord deflates all of the tension out of this situation. We hear that he bent down and he began to write on the ground with his finger. Interestingly, this is the only time in all of the Gospels that Jesus writes anything. He doesn't write anything in all the Gospels. It's not that he wrote, you know, sermons out or anything. This is the only time we hear him writing in the Gospel. And he's writing on the ground in the sand. And the question is, you know, people are like, well, what's he writing? Maybe he's writing their sins or whatever. But Jesus praying with you and talking about this scene and seeing the scene, I like to think that maybe you were just doodling on the ground. And there's all this tension. There's all this real electricity in the atmosphere. And they want to know what you're going to say. And at your word, if you say stoner, they're going to do that, and she's going to die. And instead, you just bend down and start doodling on the ground and just maybe drawing circles, smiley faces, sad faces. And it totally de-escalates the situation. The ability to de-escalate a situation is something that's essential, particularly in these types of things where everyone can just calm down. I remember I was on a train one time, and it looked like two people were about to get into a fight. One was kind of picking a fight with another, and it was we're on a train that's moving and that's not going to stop for the next 30 minutes or so. And it was a very scary situation. But the people that kind of intervened, not with force of, you know, get involved in the fight, make it a brawl, but just de-escalating, just okay. Can we just, you know, it's okay, it'll be okay. One person go over there, another go over there, right? Just it'll be okay. We're going to just, everyone take a deep breath. And rather than, you know, people getting beaten up and maybe seriously hurt, it was rather everything ended with some nerves, but everyone was okay and everyone was safe. To be able to de-escalate that situation. And Jesus, you de-escalate this situation with the woman, maybe by just doodling on the ground. And then when they press you, they're like, oh, what are we going to do? Right? They kind of have lost all their steam. You give this beautiful command. Whoever among you is without sin, let them be the first one to throw a stone at her. And then you go back and you keep on doodling. And they, one by one, begin to leave. We hear beginning with the elders. Now, again, in that situation where you issue a challenge, right? Whatever of you doesn't sin, you throw the first stone. It could be very easy to want to just stare them down, right? I'm going to stare at you. I dare you to do it. Because Jesus, you know, you know, that we're all sinners. You know our sins by name. You could have written them on the ground there. But instead of staring them down, and instead of challenging them again, you just bend down and keep doodling on the ground. So that the same mercy that the woman has received in the attention being taken off of her and going on to you, that you, if you issue that and you give, you offer that mercy, even to her accusers, even to those who would want to put her to death, you offer them mercy too, Jesus. And this is where your mercy is so beautiful. It's something that's such a gift to us, that you don't just offer mercy to the woman caught in sin, which in and of itself is incredible, but then you go even further and you offer mercy to her accusers by letting them leave, saving face. We hear that they go away beginning with the elders. Some church writers have commented that they were the ones that were most aware of their sinfulness, and so they leave. And so when Jesus kind of gets back up again, maybe he was playing tic-tac-toe or something on the ground, and he looks around and says, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? And she replies, no one, sir. And then Jesus says those beautiful words. Jesus, you say these words to us every time we go to confession. Neither do I condemn you. Go. And from now on, sin no more. Jesus, you offer us this mercy, not just this one time with the woman when you were in Jerusalem, but you offer this mercy all the time to us, that you de-escalate the situations when we're tense because of our sins. You take all the attention onto yourself, and then you always offer us this mercy. And we hear it again and again. Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. There's a priest who I'm friends with who commented that it's very difficult in these days as a priest because there's so many stories about God's mercy. But Jesus, that's what you want to teach us, the stories of your mercy. We can never have too much mercy. And every homily maybe this Lent has been about mercy, but that's because that's what you want to teach us. This is so important in our lives. And so we ask our mother, Mary, the mother of mercy, to pray for us and to teach us how to live and love the mercy that you offer, not just to the guilty, but to the accusers as well. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations which you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help in putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
We have already come.
I don't care what anybody says. I still think that is the most beautiful version of that song ever done. And believe it or not, it was a big top 40 hit for Judy Collins in 1971. The immortal Amazing Grace. At 17 past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the fifth Sunday of Lent, April 3rd, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin this day of prayer now, joining hearts, hands, voices, our entire being with the whole church and all the angels and saints as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Yeah.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night.
He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so are the wicked, not so.
For they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. When the wicked are judged, they shall not stand, nor find room among those who are just. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are the fullness of life, of holiness, and of joy. Fill our day and night with the love of your wisdom, that we may bear fruit in the beauty of holiness, like a tree watered by running streams.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Why this tumult among nations, among peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain.
I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them. Shatter them like a potter's jar."
Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe and trembling, pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze.
Blessed are they who put their trust in God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you gave the peoples of the world as the inheritance of your only Son. You crowned him as King of Zion, your holy city, and gave him your church to be his bride. As he proclaims the law of your eternal kingdom, may we serve him faithfully, and so share his royal power forever.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
Lord, you are my protector.
You have raised me up in glory.
How many are my foes, O Lord? How many are rising up against me? How many are saying about me, "There is no help for him in God"?
But you, Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, who lift up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord. He answers from his holy mountain.
I lie down to rest and I sleep. I wake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me.
Arise, Lord, save me, my God. You who strike all my foes on the mouth, you who break the teeth of the wicked. O Lord of salvation, bless your people.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you heard the cry of your Son when he was oppressed, and saved him from the sleep of death. Arise, Lord, help your church. Be its shield, so that it may hold up its head and radiate the glory of the resurrection.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
If anyone obeys my teaching,
he will never die.
From the beginning of the letter to the Hebrews. In times past, God spoke in fragmentary and varied ways to our fathers through the prophets. In this, the final age, he has spoken to us through his Son, whom he has made heir of all things, and through whom he first created the universe. This Son is the reflection of the Father's glory, the exact representation of the Father's being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had cleansed us from our sins, he took his seat at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven, as far superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. To which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be his Father, and he shall be my Son"? And again, when he leads his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." Of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels winds and his ministers flaming fire." But of the Son, "Your throne, O God, stands forever and ever. A righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved justice and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellow kings." And, "Lord, of old you established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. All of them will grow old like a garment. You will roll them up like a cloak. Like a garment they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end." To which of the angels has God ever said, "Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool"? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent to serve those who are to inherit salvation? In view of this, we must attend all the more to what we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels stood unchanged, and all transgression and disobedience received its due punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore a salvation as great as ours? Announced first by the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who had heard him. God then gave witness to it by signs, miracles, varied acts of power, and distribution of the gifts of the Holy Spirit as he willed.
Christ Jesus, the radiance of the Father's glory and the full expression of his being, upholds all things by the power of his word. He cleansed us from our sins.
And now he has taken his place in heaven, at the right hand of God, in his majesty.
Our faith rests on Jesus, who endured the cross for the sake of the joy that lay before him.
And now he has taken his place in heaven, at the right hand of God, in his majesty.
From an Easter letter by St. Athanasius, Bishop. The Word, who became all things for us, is close to us, our Lord Jesus Christ, who promises to remain with us always. He cries out, saying, "See, I am with you all the days of this age." He is himself the shepherd, the high priest, the way and the door, and has become all things at once for us. In the same way, he has come among us as our feast and holy day as well. The blessed apostle says of him who was awaited, Christ has been sacrificed as our Passover. It was Christ who shed his light on the psalmist as he prayed, you are my joy, deliver me from those surrounding me. True joy, genuine festival, means the casting out of wickedness. To achieve this, one must live a life of perfect goodness and, in the serenity of the fear of God, practice contemplation in one's heart. This was the way of the saints, who in their lifetime and at every stage of life rejoiced as at a feast. Blessed David, for example, not once but seven times rose at night to win God's favor through prayer. The great Moses was full of joy as he sang God's praises and hymns of victory for the defeat of Pharaoh and the oppressors of the Hebrew people. Others had hearts filled always with gladness as they performed their sacred duty of worship, like the great Samuel and the blessed Elijah. Because of their holy lives, they gained freedom and now keep festival in heaven. They rejoice after their pilgrimage in shadows and now distinguish the reality from the promise. When we celebrate the feast in our day, what path are we to take? As we draw near to this feast, who is to be our guide? Beloved, it must be none other than the one whom you will address with me as our Lord, Jesus Christ. He says, I am the way. As Blessed John tells us, it is Christ who takes away the sin of the world. It is he who purifies our souls. As the prophet Jeremiah says, stand upon the ways, look and see which is the good path, and you will find in it the way of amendment for your souls. In former times, the blood of goats and the ashes of a calf were sprinkled on those who were unclean, but they were able to purify only the body. Now, through the grace of God's word, everyone is made abundantly clean. If we follow Christ closely, we shall be allowed, even on this earth, to stand as it were on the threshold of the heavenly Jerusalem and enjoy the contemplation of that everlasting feast, like the blessed apostles who, in following the Savior as their leader, showed and still show the way to obtain the same gift from God. They said, see, we have left all things and followed you. We too follow the Lord, and we keep his feast by deeds rather than by words. For our sake, Jesus went before us into heaven.
And he has become like Melchizedek, a high priest forever.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
And he has become like Melchizedek, a high priest forever.
Let us pray. By your help, we beseech you, Lord our God. May we walk eagerly in that same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour on the fifth Sunday of Lent, April 3rd, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, an example of the forgiveness of the Lord. Jesus encounters the woman caught in the act of adultery. From the eighth chapter of the Gospel of John.
Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him,
"Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such. What do you say about her?"
This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up.
"Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her."
And once more he bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the eldest. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus looked up.
"Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?"
"No one, Lord."
"Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily and Sunday Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app.
Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon, it mount of thy redeeming love. I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus, send me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he too
like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee.
Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above.
The name of the group is Celtic Worship, and that's a very familiar old hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. 16 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Sunday, April 3rd, 2022, the fifth Sunday of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek. We pray now with the entire church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, a lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful. We join together now in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God, you have become my help.
My God, you have become my help.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings, I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
My God, you have become my help.
Free us by your wonderful works. Deliver us from the power of death.
Free us by your wonderful works. Deliver us from the power of death.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. frost and chill. Bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Free us by your wonderful works. Deliver us from the power of death.
The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
A reading from the book of Leviticus. These are the festivals of the Lord, which you shall celebrate at their proper time with a sacred assembly. The Passover of the Lord falls on the 14th day of the first month at the evening twilight. The 15th day of this month is the Lord's Feast of Unleavened Bread. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first of these days you shall hold a sacred assembly and do no sort of work. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
You were wounded for our offenses.
Have mercy on us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. Let us go and wake him.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. Let us go and wake him.
Let us pray. Let us praise our loving Redeemer who gained for us this season of grace, and pray to him saying,
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
Christ, our life, through baptism we were buried with you and rose to life with you.
May we walk today in newness of life.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
Lord, you have brought blessings to all mankind.
Bring us to share your concern for the good of all.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
May we work together to build up the earthly city.
With our eyes fixed on the city that lasts forever.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
Healer of body and soul, cure the sickness of our spirit,
so that we may grow in holiness through your constant care.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
And now in silence, we offer our own intentions. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
By your help we beseech you, Lord our God. May we walk eagerly in that same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
As always on a Sunday, I remind you that you have an unprecedented opportunity to go and receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ when you attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass today. Don't miss it. The Sunday edition of Morning Air next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.